What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Hey, 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 what is going on? Boy, we got a lot of stuff happening. A lot of moving parts, a lot of moving pieces. Welcome to the MG Show. Let me welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, get on in here.
Good morning, you lovely, wonderful Patriots from the West Coast. Hello, my friend in the Matrix. Hello, all of the Patriots around the world who are getting ready to stand up. And I think that we're getting ready to be led into a position to stand up, my friends.
Yes, there is a big announcement coming up tonight, November 15th, 9 p.m. Eastern. It'll be streamed on Rumble from Donald Trump's page there, Shady, and you know, we'll never forget this. Let me just play this. Here we
Where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Yes, he did, Shady Groove. Yes, they did. And we have seen it. I mean, he even tells you, Shady. What I mean, you know, breaking news. Carrie Lake lost, Shady, when she was winning by, what, 11 points or something like that? And she tweets, truths out, Arizonians know BS when they see it. Do you guys see it? Do you guys see the BS? Shady, do you see the BS?
I heard the president-in-chief just right there say it straight to me. He told me exactly what he was doing, Jeff.
Yes, he did. Yeah, and it's sad. So, you know, we got a lot to cover today. I mean, there's FTX all over the place. This guy, you got Pence, and oh my gosh, guys, there's so much news breaking today. We need like a 5-hour show, Shady Groove. I mean, this is crazy. But we're not funded by Lucifizer, are we, Shady?
No, we are not. We are funded by these lovely people who come to the broadcast and appreciate the content.
Thank you. And thank you. And we got a beautiful producer. Everybody say hello to Yeti. Hi, Yeti. Thank you very much for producing us today and every day. And why don't you please roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than 2 decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
And welcome back to the MG Show, where you can get My Pillow stuff. Use code MG Show on anywhere on My Pillow, MyPillow.com/MG Show, or it's 800-873-0478. It helps us. It helps Mike Lindell. It helps his beautiful employees, and it helps everyone. And you get good stuff. Yes. And also, guys, don't forget, we do have swag. If you guys want an MG Show shirt, go to mg.show/shop and go and order a shirt for yourself and get the word out. The truth is learned, never told. Shady Groove, welcome back.
Yes, man, I'm seeing a few people that have ordered those shirts, sending some pictures back to us, and they look extremely great on Patriots. I'm telling you what, a communist could not wear that shirt.
No commies, please, no commies. So... I just want to bring up the meter this is the meter. It's at
peak level.
Shady Groove, peak level. She did not win. And it looks like the war room for Carrie Lake is going to be all over it, Shady. Here's the Carrie Lake war room. It turns out our statistical models didn't account for 30% of the voting machines in Maricopa County malfunctioning on election day. Whoops. You got to say whoops, Shady Groove. You got to say it like that.
Whoops.
I mean we all saw the steel guys, the steel, but you know, we've got this too, Shady Groove. QAnon lost the midterms, Shady.
Oh no, I didn't know we were running a QAnon.
Yeah, I don't even know what a QAnon is. You know, there's Q sure. And there are many Anons, and you know, it's just really ridiculous how they try to spin this straw man narrative onto you and I. But here is the news. Democratic Katie Hobbs defeats Republican Carrie Lake in Arizona's race for governor /NDNC news. Huh.
Yeah. And we're hoping for a good, robust challenge from Carrie Lake's campaign. I think that they've already got it set up and maybe even anticipated this a little bit because they need to challenge these votes. Also, Carrie Lake made the comment yesterday to go to cure your vote. If you think for some reason that your vote may not have been counted, but for sure go to check in Arizona to make sure that your vote was tabulated and counted because of the mix-up that we talked about yesterday of the drop three box or whatever.
Yeah, and Shady, I think that website is carrielake.com/cure. Get over there.
There it is.
Today's the last day, folks. Also, you know it's bad when even Iranian media is highlighting obvious election manipulation, and this is from Khad Drogo. Check it out.
Days after going to the polls, the United
States we're a laughing stock
in electoral limbo. Dozens of elections for the House of Representatives still remain undecided, while control of the Senate is also up in the air, as two narrow races are still counting their votes. Just like in 2020, multiple battleground states have had controversial outages of their voting machines and surveillance equipment, leading to more questions by candidates and voters about the integrity of America's elections.
It speaks volumes, and we see these problems happening everywhere. If you ask me, a very common sense solution is to stop using all this technology to vote, because technology is easily hackable. None of it's secure, despite what anyone wants to say.
Projections show that Republicans will take the House, while the Senate will likely come down to a runoff vote next month. Democrats are trying to spin the idea that they could have lost worse as a positive outcome, but without definite results, political life is on hold with major consequences.
Going back to George Bush's own first election over Al Gore, you saw that it was in Florida, where George Bush's brother was the governor, that the ballots took forever to be counted in. So all of this technology, the oligarchy that we have even in America, these problems are not limited to the third or the second world. They're right here in America.
President Joe Biden indicated he will run for re-election, even though a recent poll showed that 72% of the United States doesn't want him to run, and that includes 56% of Democrats. Ex-President Donald Trump continues to separate himself from the mainstream Republican leadership, as he's expected to announce next week that he's running in 2024, refusing to wait until after the crucial Georgia Senate runoff vote next month. The latest inflation numbers barely edge downwards, meaning that the average American is now suffering from both economic and political instability. Mass layoffs, which had been delayed until after the election, have already started, as the world keeps moving forward, even if America's electoral results do not. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Chicago.
Pretty wild, JD.
Yeah.
We're a lap back.
I was going to say, I think that they think that we are absolutely ridiculous, to be honest with you. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at this. This was previous, too. This is Kari Lake, AZ governor race, 54-43, Shady Groove. And, you know, if you're in Vegas, let's just read this. This is from The Storm Has Arrived. Even the fake polls admitted that Kerry was leading Hobbs by 11 points heading into Election Day. The odds makers in Vegas had Kerry as a heavy favorite at negative 1,000, bet 1,000 to win 100, meaning Kerry Lake was a lock. Kerry would have thousands show up to her events. Hobbs could barely break 20 people. Kerry had campaigned her butt off multiple events every single day. Hobbs didn't even campaign, Shady. Kari Lake had over 1.6 million followers on social media. Katie had less than 150K and on. But Hobbs won, Shady?
No. She didn't win.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. But look at what they're trying to do. They're attempting to demoralize us. This is what this whole thing is about, is a demoralization campaign. We're sitting here over a week later, and there's still not a 218 people confirmed that have won in the House. So they can't move forward on that to this point. And we've still got Colorado, California, Arizona. They're still counting. So these people, these places are still counting over a week later, and they're on the news acting like that they are heroes of the day. Even in Arizona, they said yesterday they were heroes of the day, because normally it takes them 12 to 14 days to count an election, but they got it done for you in just over 7. You're supposed to be thankful, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, and you know, look at this, Shady, and you know, going back to this, I mean, look at this. Kari Lake on Twitter has 532,000 followers. She has 130,000 followers, Shady, Katie Hobbs. Kari Lake on Facebook has 214,000 followers. Facebook, Katie Hobbs has 11,000. Kari Lake has, let's see, Instagram, 370,000 followers, Shady. Katie has 6,287. I mean,
really doesn't even sound like a competition when you read that.
No. And the 11-point lead before polls, I mean, really tells you a lot, Shady Groove. I want to also point out that the people that are counting the votes, remember, it's who counts them, Shady. It's not the votes. It's who counts them. Is that not correct? We had Michelle Swinnick on yesterday showing you that there was a bunch of shenanigans going on, Shady.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting? We had Joe Biden actually tell us very specifically that it's not about who votes. It's about who we have to count the vote. Right around the time he's talking about the greatest fraud engineered campaign ever in history.
That's right. Sandy Fairwhite called it out perfectly. But I want to tell you about this. This is the top Maricopa corruption county election official donated to the far left resistance group, Shady. This is a hybrid pack. It's called Patriot Takes. It's a hybrid pack that describes itself on Twitter as a group of dedicated researchers monitoring, exposing right-wing extremism and threats to other and threats to democracy. Shady. There's your Richter guy right there, and your Soros-funded sheriff. God knows who this guy is. But these people. It was revealed that the top Maricopa County election official, Stephen Richer, who helped oversee the elections in Arizona, donated to the far left resistance group Patriot Takes. Patriot Takes, you know, we just read that for you, but there it is. Rick Richer right here donated $40. I know it's $40, but look, it's showing you who he is, Shady Groove. So Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County recorder, is launching a PAC to support ours running for non-federal AZ offices who acknowledge the validity of the 2020 election and condemn the events of January 6, 2021 as a terrible result of the lies told by the November election, Shady Groove. He says, quote, thanks to a few generous donors, this is now launching. Join me if you care about traditional Republican stuff, free people, free markets, rule of law. But also, don't believe in conspiracies about 2020 election and that Jan 6 was a tourist event, Shady. This is it right here. This is from the recorder office. Look at this. I mean, this guy is something else, Shady Groove. And Katie Hobbs is running for governor, and she's the Secretary of State who's in charge of these people. What is going on?
Yeah, up is down, left is right. Scenario. I think that we're setting up a perfect opportunity for the American people to actually see the steel up close and personal. You know, the everything that happened in 2020, there was so much noise, so much stuff going on. Nobody could really orient themselves into anything of what was really happening on the ground in that election. I think this is a little bit different. I don't know that they've ever put the pedal to the metal like this in a midterm before, but they really did it in Arizona and Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, there's some pushback on this craziness in Pennsylvania as well. So we are getting the American people to realize, hey, wait a minute, I don't know anybody that voted for the dude in his basement, the dude with the lump on his head, or the lady in his basement, her basement, his basement. I don't know if it's a he or her. We're not going to speculate right now.
This was at 1353 Arizona time, and here's a new batch of bags that probably didn't get counted that were full of Patriot votes. I mean, guys, this is insane.
Well, what Michelle was saying to us yesterday was absolutely crazy, man. She's saying that they were just literally putting the votes in a bag, a garbage bag, one in that one, and then taking, like, who could distinguish duffel the difference bag. Between the bags?
It was a duffel bag, and these are them right here, Shady. These are the black bags. See those?
Chain of custody.
Yeah, where's the chain of custody on that, right? I get it. That looks like Jack from Twitter right there. That's weird. Isn't that weird?
It does kind of look like him. He's monitoring in the background. Zoom.
Yeah, there he is. Election denier. So that's why they ran your election denier stuff, guys, because now we are you going to accept the election after we steal it? No, I'm not. I am not an election denier. Elections actually happen, Shady Groove, every year. I mean, without fail, elections happen. So I am not an election denier. They happen. Mm-hmm. But I am, you know, I am a you won it fairly denier. How about that? How about I'm a cheated person. You guys cheated. And you've cheated in many elections.
I'm an election result skeptic. How about that?
There you go. That's a good one too. You know it's bad, Shady Groove, when that happens. I mean, we're going to see what happens. We've got actually Mark Elias, guys. You guys know who Mark Elias is, right? We've identified him as part of the chain of custody for all the votes out there, or the money. Where does the money come from, Shady Groove, right? We did the Arabella Advisors, mgshow.link/Arabella, all lowercase. But look at what this guy's got out today. Let me just make sure I... got him on. I thought I had it right here. Here it is. Up here. Here it is. So this is Mark Elias on Twitter. Now that's Mark Elias. They're suing Georgia over guidance banning early voting on Saturday, November 26th for the December 6th Senate runoff. Proud that Elias Group is taking on this fight for voting rights in Georgia. Elias Law Group, Shady. So the Elias Law Group, again, is the North Fund, created in 2019 with a single $9.3 million grant from the 1630 Fund. This shadowy, even by the standards of D.C. Group, focuses on statewide ballot initiatives, the 51 for 51 campaign to make D.C. a state, and operates Mark Elias's Democracy Docket Action Fund, which raises money for voter litigation. Now, who funds that, guys? Oh, well, here you go. You've got Hans-Jörg Wyss. You've got Pierre Omidyar, George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates of Hell. Oh, here's Arabella Advisors. Who's that? Eric Kessler. Eric Kessler funds the North Fund through these guys via the 1630 Fund. Why the 1630 Fund? It's a 501c4, so they don't have to tell you that these guys donated. These guys are foreign, folks. Okay? And they created all of these funds to screw you. Now, did you know that Paige Herwig and Jen Psaki all worked at the 1630 Fund's Democracy Docket or Democracy? Yeah, the 1630 Fund, the Democracy, the one that packed the courts, Shady Groove. I just can't anymore with these guys. We've found them. We've nailed them dead to rights, Shady Groove.
And I think that the American people are coming along on this conversation. This FTX stuff that is going on is bringing people into understanding. There is no difference between the way they had that scheme set up and the way that they have the foreign aid scheme set up. It's the same thing. The way that they fund the institutional attacks by these people like Mark Elias, that has to be funded. The guy's not out there doing it for nothing. And trust me, your grandma or your neighbors down the street are not sending Mark Elias money.
So this is a tweet from Jenna Ellis. Democrats and Republican leadership are all taking hundreds of millions in donations from FTX. No wonder the whole Ukraine funding nonsense received such bipartisan support from the swamp. They were apparently using your tax dollars to fund themselves.
And they're not only using your tax dollars to fund themselves, but they're using their positions in Congress and the Senate to keep a lid on all of it and cooperatively work together. The Gang of Eight has more control over this stuff than you think, and they're bringing the money in, and they're cooperating with these organizations, and they are fine with the elections the way they are. They're not worried. They're up there saying that we're election deniers because we don't like the results, because they like the results.
Yeah. And what about this? So Biden sends billions of dollars to Ukraine, your tax dollars. Ukraine invests in FTX. And FTX gives $100 million. And I think that number's growing, by the way, to Democrats. Did Joe Biden get his 10%, Shady Groove?
Yes.
I'm just saying, guys, you know, this is beyond corrupt, guys. This is dictator level stuff.
And they are not ashamed of it either. I think the most scary thing is that they're not hiding it anymore. They're not ashamed of it. They're not afraid of the fact that you can clearly see it as an American citizen. You're not tricked or fooled, and they don't care that you're not tricked or fooled. They feel like they have every lever and they can do what they want.
Yeah. And Shady, what about this? This is hopefully today, you know, this is Trump's truth at 12:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully today will turn out to be one of the most important days in the history of our country. And then this is a Delta, Shady Groove, 3596. What advantages might exist when you know the other side's playbook? And this is Merriam-Webster.com dictionary trap. Enjoy the show. Q.
Isn't that interesting? It hits today's Delta.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, yeah. Because remember, we kind of thought Trump was going to make that announcement last week, and then it was a little bit of a trap, if you will, to get everybody excited and worked up and attacking and all on the defensive, and then he pushed it off till today. So very, very exciting. Lots of speculation out there, from the idea that he's going to start a new party to that he's going to bring documentation. I mean, people are saying some crazy stuff.
Speaker of the House, you know, there's a lot of Speaker speculation. Of this is trap, a device for taking game or other animals, especially one that holds by springing shut suddenly. Something by which one is caught or stopped unawares, also a position or situation from which it is difficult or impossible to escape. Or it's a football play in which the defensive player is allowed to cross the line of scrimmage and then is blocked from the side while the ball carrier advances through the spot vacated by the defensive player. Or it's an act or instance of trapping the ball in soccer, a defensive maneuver in basketball, which two defenders converge quickly on the ball handler to steal the ball or force a bad pass. Snap the trap. Hashtag snap the trap. That's a good one, Leyligs. I like it. What do you think, Shady?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm like a catcher at the ball game. I am in position. I am completely ready for whatever Donald Trump is going to throw with us, because it will ultimately be epic no matter what it is, even if it's just an announcement for the presidency, which a lot of people are thinking that that's too simple of a way to look at it. And I appreciate that. I like everybody thinking about this. I like the idea that there's so many people speculating about politics, man. I mean, I like this conversation. A robust conversation around all these issues, whether they're good or bad, is very, very healthy for the Republic.
Cinnabar Barber just said soccer ball. Remember the soccer ball? That's interesting, too. Yep. Wow. All right, so let's look at this, Shady. This is Katie Hobbs. Last night, democracy is worth the wait. Thank you, Arizona. I'm so honored and so proud to be your next governor. Oh, my God.
Let's see if she can make it to the point where she gets sworn in. We'll see.
6,000 followers on Instagram. My dogs in the Dope Tricks have more followers than the governor of Arizona. Oh, my gosh.
The supposed governor-elect of Arizona.
Again, this is if there was an issue with your ballot for or an issue voting on Election Day, please submit that information here, Arizona. It's form.defenddemocracy.arizona, Arizona's Defending Democracy. There it is right there, guys. You need to get this submitted. I'm going to go ahead and drop it in Rumble chat for you guys. Ew. This is important. Shady Groove, I don't know if that goes from, let's just look at carrielake.com/cure. Let's see what that does.
I recommend if you're out there listening and you are in Arizona, I recommend you go through this process. I didn't know for sure yesterday whether or not they had this system in place in Arizona. It looks like they do. So for you to track your vote specifically, I think that you should go and check and make sure that they are at least telling you that the vote was calculated and counted. And if not, then you need to take the next step by complaining and levying a some sort of affidavit with your state there, local government.
So carrielake.com/cure, Shady, here it is. Carrie Lake for governor. Check on your ballot. Arizona, check on your ballot statuses at the links below. If there's a problem, please reach out to your county elections board below. If you still believe that there may have been issues processing your ballot, please check your status here. There's Maricopa County. There's statewide ballots, Arizona. There's Pima County. And cure your Maricopa ballot online. Wow, Shady Groove. Get over there.
Yeah. I mean, this is what the fight is. You know, I mean, we don't dictate what the fight is. We just fight the right fight. And that's what we're here to do. It doesn't matter what's put in front of us. And that is our mission forward. We're not necessarily we know we're not going to win every battle, but we know we're going to win the war. And the only way that we lose is if we stop. And that is the problem out there, I think, right now, is a lot of people think that there's no reason to continue. And you need to pull back from that thought form. Everybody needs to be on the game board. This is the reason it's being shown to you. You are jaded because you already understand the corruption. Your friends and family don't. They don't understand the corruption. They need to see it. And this right here is presenting a pretty good opportunity for everyone to see that we're awash in inflation. Gas prices are $8 a gallon. All of this stuff is going wrong. And still the Democrats win. That does not reconcile with the normal American mindset.
That's right. And, you know, we've got a video montage of Arizona Republican voters describing how ballots were not counted. Ballots were tossed in a box. People were not allowed to vote in video, Shady Groove. I mean, it's a whole montage.
Your vote not being counted is violence. It's the same as censorship.
My computer's freezing up. Uh-oh. I could lose you guys.
Oh, there no. Are you in a storm?
No, I'm Not in a storm. Okay, so let's check this out, the video. Sorry about that, guys. It you know, sometimes my computer, it just blanked out, Shady. I don't know what's happening. And I can skip this ad in 5, 4, 3. But this is interesting, guys. There was shenanigans, guys. There were shenanigans.
My name is Steve Handelin. At 5:30 in the morning on November 11, I was number 9 in line at the Anthem Outlet Center for voting. At 6 when it opened, we were admitted. I got a ballot, and I voted. And when I went to put it in the tabulator, to my great surprise, what I found was a line of 20 or more people waiting to put their ballots in the tabulator. One of the tabulators was broken, and the other tabulator kept rejecting everyone's votes. As a consequence, everyone who was outside of the voting area was not allowed in because there wasn't room for that many people. We were given a choice. They would take your ballot and put it in a box for later, or they would mark it as no good, and you could get a new ballot and try it again in the voting machine, in the tabulator. I did the latter, and I was lucky. Mine got through, my second vote, but I saw a lot of people whose second and third votes did not get through. And when I left, there were still probably a block and a half or two blocks of people waiting in line at 7:15 in the morning.
2 hours. This process took you 2 hours.
That's it. I'm done.
We voted on election day at the tear-free council chambers. Worker gave us a pen when we took the top off. It was a felt tip type pen. We are making a HAVA Title III complaint.
There we go.
Hi, my name is Julie Jones. I voted at St. Andrew's Church at 31st Avenue in Cholla. When I went to put my ballot inside the feeder machine, it just kept cycling through. It did take my vote, but it never did a confirmation and allowed me to okay it.
Kevin Bembry, live at I-17 in Union Hills Drive. I went to the voting polling station at Deer Valley, the Deer Valley School District office, which is the 101 and 15th Avenue. I arrived there, and there were certain members. The tabulating machines were down. But the poll worker proceeded to give me addresses, which were way out, which seemed like they were way out of the way, which was kind of odd to me. It almost sounded like she was trying to dissuade me from voting. But so as I was circling the addresses and prepared to go to some of those addresses, I looked at an address that was at 7th Avenue and the 101, which is a church. And so I got to that address, and I was able to vote, no waiting, no misreads in the tabulation machine, nothing. So it all worked out. So, but I've never had that happen before. So, all right, thank you.
Hi, this is Sam Savastano. I'm sending a message regarding my experience at the voting polls. I went to the Deer Valley Airport. And when upon arrival, you know, none of the machines were reading very well. There must have been 30, 40 people deep in the lines. So I ended up asking how I could expedite my experience with being there because the readers weren't working. And one of the workers had indicated that the printer may not have been printing properly, which affected the reading. So she had assured me that if I did the off the computer, that it would read the barcode or the I think it's called the QR code. So I did my voting on where they do for I think handicap or accessible people, and it read the first time. But I can tell you, there was a lot of disruption, I would say, with frustration. Were people putting in multiple, as I was standing there watching, you know, some people, you know, after 3, 4, 5, 6 attempts, it may or may not have taken it. And it was just, it was crazy for whatever that's worth. That's my experience with voting. Take care.
My name is John Krause.
I went to vote on Election Day at Dove of the Desert United Methodist Church, located at 7201 West Beardsley Road. I stood in line for about an hour and it was barely moving, so I went to inquire as to what the delay was. I went inside the polling place and I was told that the tabulators were not working. People were standing in long lines, some just walking around in circles wondering what to do, and many did not want to leave until their ballots were scanned. Some scanned them as many as 10 to 12 times. Some of them got taken and were accepted, but the majority were not. They were being told to put them in the door three. A lot of people did not want to do that, so many were walking away. Whether they spoiled ballots or not, I don't know. When I saw that occurring, I was not going to mess around with it, so I decided to leave. I went to another polling place at 9049 West Lake Pleasant Parkway. I was able to vote there. The line was about maybe 45 minutes long, but there was only one tabulator working. I believe there were three there, but only one was working. And at least my ballot got scanned there first time, got the little check mark, and so I left and felt comfortable that my vote had been counted. Thank you.
My name's Dan Robbins, and I voted on Tuesday, November 8th at the Desert Hills Community Church at 34835 North 7th Street. The line was extremely long when I got there, and I waited in line 2 hours before I was able to show my ID and actually get a ballot printed off. There were problems with the printers at the location, but I went ahead, I finally got my ballot, I filled it out, I got in line, and the line was extremely long inside to get your ballot tabulated. Found out only one tabulator was working. There were two at the location, and one tabulator had not worked since they opened up in the morning. And this is about 3 o'clock that afternoon now, but this time. So I got in line, and when I got the tabulator, it finally tried to read my ballot. I tried it 13 times, every which way you could. The people were helping me, and it would not read. That time I was told that the rectangulars and squares on the top and bottom had to be all blocked in. And so I tried that on both sides to mark them. Still, 7 more tries, nothing happened. I finally spoiled my ballot. That time I went back and filled out a new ballot. Got back in, went up the tabulator. On the third try, I finally read it. So I don't know how many times that was, probably about 20 times that it took to read my ballot. I was there for a total of 3.5 hours, the longest I'd ever been at a polling or voting location since I've been 18.
My name is Nancy DeMira. I currently reside in the town of Anthem. And on voting day, I cast my ballot in Anthem at the Anthem outlets. I want you to know that I waited online for over 3 hours to cast my ballot. And I want you to know how utterly I am disappointed and disgusted in the way the voting went and has been going here in this state. This is something that comes from a third world country. This is ridiculous in the times that we live in that we are dealing with this nonsense. I am from back east in the state of New Jersey. Where I had come from, our ballots are cast in either the borough hall or the local schools. And they are done by a machine that I go behind the curtain and I cast my ballot in privacy there. And it is just 1, 2, 3. And we know within a matter of hours who we voted for or who will be in either Republican or Democratic Party, not days. And still waiting for this. I have never seen or how the voting is that it's being handled here in the state of Arizona. It is utterly disheartening and very disappointed in this state and how this is being handled. And I will want you to know I don't trust any of it.
Okay, so here we go. My affidavit for being a poll observer. I arrived at the location early, checked into the Innit Live app. On the premises were two tabulators. One of them was not working. It had an out of order on it. Richard, who was in charge of the poll workers at the Anthem site, was already on the phone to fix it. He was trying to repair and reset tabulator number two. The poll location opened at 6 a.m. and immediately the problem started. Once people voted and loaded their ballots, and I would say 2 in 5 ballots went through, no problem. Some people wanted new ballots. Other people just said, we're good, throw it in drawer 3. At 7:33 a.m., they replaced tabulator number 2 and got it working. However,
still did not pass all the ballots. Now they had two tabulators not accepting the ballots. Meanwhile, the line of voters backed up 1 to 2 hours. The long line was there during my entire shift. I was there from 5:30 to 1 p.m. Sean showed up, started working to find out what was happening. They felt maybe a bad printer was printing the bad sides around the ballots. So they started replacing printers. The tabulator one had been replaced around noon with no success. Printers were already being changed out at that point in time. I left at 12:53 was the end of my shift. My Democrat counterpart started telling me how there is no way to beat or cheat on an audit. I stopped her mid-sentence and told her if she was trying to tell me the 2020 election in Arizona where Biden won was not stolen, then I could not speak to her anymore. She said, yes, flat out, it was not stolen. And I told her I am done talking with her and moved my seat for the remainder of my shift. She did this about 10 a.m. I informed Richard of a conversation and that I had handled it myself, and I felt harassed. I never spoke to her again. That is what happened on Election Day.
I voted at Oasis Church on 56th Street, across the street from the Horizon High School. And my experience was, got there and waited the better part of an hour to get in to vote. Had a little bit of difficulty getting registered because of a change of address, but I did get in. They did print me out a ballot. They handed me a Sharpie. I asked for a ballpoint pen. They gave me a blue ballpoint pen, which I thought we were supposed to vote with black, but voted and then got in line to get my ballot read, and that's when the issues began. There were several people already starting to congregate around the machines whose ballots were not being read, and after being put in multiple times. My first time at the first machine, the ballot did not read in all four directions. They put me on another machine. After the third try, it read my ballot, but the lines to get your ballot read were getting long because everybody was discouraged that they couldn't get their ballots read. So that was my experience. People were very friendly and basically nice to each other. And so, thanks.
Hello, my name is Rebecca, and I would like to pass on the experience I had voting on November 8th. I went into the Glendale Community College to vote, same place I voted in 2020 and 2018. Went in, did the usual, put my initials in, did all that, and something flagged, so I had to raise my hand. The guy came over. He said I needed to vote provisionally, and I was like, I don't know what that is. And then he explained, fill it out, put in an envelope, and they'll send it to Central. I told him I was not comfortable doing that. So he had me do it again, went through the same thing, asked me if all the information was me, where I lived. I said, yep, had me do it again, asked me for my driver's license. My driver's license did not match the address that came up on the machine. I explained to him the DMV has the change, but they don't issue a new driver's license. And when I put my information in, my street comes up, birth date, everything. So when I told him I wasn't comfortable with the provisional, he did it again. So now this was the second time. He had me put in all my information. It came up. And he said, well, you need to vote provisional. I said, listen, I'm not comfortable with that. So then he proceeds to tell me, to make me feel comfortable, most people on Monday voted that way. And I said, that doesn't make me feel comfortable. I'm not doing that. So he had me do it again and again. So I did this four times. He kept saying, is that you? Yes, my name. Birthday, address, yes, that's me, even my social, all, everything, five times. On the fifth time after telling him, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that. After the fifth time he says, is this you? I said, yes, it's me. And I kept saying, what's going on? This has not happened before. Then he just hit a couple of little buttons on the thing and was like, oh, you're going to get your ballot. They'll call you out. So I don't know what he pushed and why he couldn't have done that the first time or even the second time. It took five times that he kept trying to break me down to vote provisionally. That's the right way to say that. So, anyways, just thought it was kind of interesting, funny. All right, thanks.
November 8, 2022, Election Day, I worked as a clerk at the Desert Hills Community Church location. In the morning, I pointed out the write-in and withdrawn candidates should be posted and pointed out by the clerks. Inspector said there was no time for that, and finally a judge presented the flyer with the write-ins and withdrawns. Massive turnout. Very patient voters waited up to 2 hours to vote. Printers were sporadically not filling in the black squares running along the back upper left-hand side of the ballots. Tabulators were kicking them. At first, I sent voters to the inspector to see if they could get a new ballot, wanting them to only go through the process once and not leave without getting their vote in. We replaced the toner on two of the three printers. The inspectors came over and jabbed me in the back, yelling at me not to send anyone else to him and just to let them go through the process. And if it kicked, they just have to start all over again. Voters get two ballots, and if they're both kicked, then they have to vote with a provisional ballot. After tech support came in to check the printers, he gave us permission to point out the squares that weren't filled in all the way to the voters and have them stipple in those spots with black felt ink. Some ballots were so bad that it wouldn't be possible to stipple it all in, so I kept sending those voters and ballots back to the inspector demanding it get fixed. At the end of the night, one of the poll workers started feeding more ballots into the tabulator. The troubleshooter stopped her immediately, but we didn't know how many ballots had been fed into the machine, mixing red ballots with unread. The troubleshooter was visibly upset and was just going to send the ballots off. The observer demanded that an acceptable resolution and documentation was needed before taking our eyes off the ballots. The troubleshooter called the hotline and was advised that all three machines would need the hand recount.
All right, so there's another 16 minutes of that, Shady, but I wanted to make that and play that. It's important. These are regular, beautiful patriots that are doing affidavits that the vote was stolen, and there was, you know, they're all saying, oh, we're trying to make sure we get the vote out, you know, you guys are suppressing the vote. You know, Mark Elias Democracy Docket, Mark Elias Law Group, you guys, you're suppressing the vote, and you're making votes that aren't even real count, mail-in balloting, ballot harvesting. You guys have all been caught. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over until we find out. So, Shady, right now, real, regular, beautiful people are seeing how elections are rigged.
And from a personal standpoint, I'd like to thank all of those lovely people that we just watched right there to share their testimony. That's not easy. That's not an easy thing to do, everybody. That's not easy to just video yourself talking up to the establishment. Remember, they are speaking truth to power right there. They're putting themselves out there and saying things that in their home state of Arizona may be looked on negatively by the current people who are overwatching. So they are taking a bit of a risk to put themselves out there, and God bless them and each and every one of you that decides to do something very similar. If you had an irregularity or something that you didn't like or some way that you were maltreated or mistreated, you need to get louder. And, you know, people were yelling yesterday, you know, all this stuff about, oh, you know, if this doesn't get fixed, there's going to be a civil war. What do we do? Get a bullhorn. Go outside, start talking to people, scream it from the rooftops. You know, we have to be louder than we are being to get that, to not necessarily to get the message out, Jeff, but to get other people to understand that there's people out there that think the way they do. That's the problem I think that we're having. A lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of us out there. Yeah.
We've been beaten into submission, guys. Get loud, be proud, be heard. And Shady Groove, let's thank our beautiful audience at Brighteon.tv. We're going to be leaving here in a little, about a minute or so, but we love you guys very much. Thank you so much for watching this show on Brighteon.tv. You can catch the remaining 5 minutes of this show right on rumble.com/MG show. Then we take a 5-minute break, and then we go another hour. We got a big show ahead of you guys, and you can always use Red State Talk Radio, Shady, redstatetalkradio.com, or just use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio at 12:05, 10:05 p.m., and 6:05 a.m. to hear us live on Red State Talk Radio. Shady Groove. Wow. So The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, she could have and should have recused herself due to her running for governor. But that election, you know, that conflict of interest was ignored completely. The Arizona election is a total mess. It's full of corruption, as you all see in every area. It's uncertifiable as a result. So a new free and fair election has been demanded, Shady Grove. This is It Begins. Patriots in Arizona call for a new legitimate midterm election on December 6th, Shady Grove. Here we go. The same people involved in the uncertifiable 2020 election were also involved in this election. They should, too, have been removed. The systems are the same systems with still unanswered questions from the 2020 election. As a result, a group of citizens in Arizona released a statement last night calling for a new election. They requested this election in the state be held on December 6th. Here it is, Shady. Here's part of that letter right here. It's hashtag real midterm now. We demand a real midterm election immediately in Arizona. Three strikes for Secretary Hobbs in Maricopa County. The officials in Maricopa County are actively obstructing the will of Arizona voters between the ballot stuffing via drawer three, the 30% voting machine failures on election day, and the unexplained extended ballot counting. The election in Arizona cannot be trusted. Enough is enough. The Arizona citizens no longer trust the officials to count the votes of Arizonians with fidelity. The track record of incompetence and obstruction by Arizona's election officials and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs over the course of multiple elections proves they are untrustworthy. We, the people of Arizona, deserve better, and we demand better. Demands for remedy. We immediately demand the following. One, a special master assigned to oversee Arizona elections, removing Katie Hobbs, Bill Gates, and Stephen Richer from election oversight. Two, conduct a new election in Arizona on December 6th, 2022. A, in-person voting. B, paper ballots. C, identification required. D, precinct level hand counting the ballots on December 6th, 2022. E, ballots counted at the precinct be sealed and transported by the county sheriff to a secure location. F, complete election process transparency. That's what they want. Arizona citizens demand election officials agree to these terms by close of business day on Friday, November 18th, 2022. If these demands for a new election are refused, Arizona citizens joined by American citizens from across the country will peacefully descend on Arizona until the new election is conducted. Elections belong to the people. Conduct a hashtag real midterm now.
Wow. Boom. That is stellar. Very, very good. I am so grateful to see that. And I hope that the people follow through on this. We can't just let this be swept under the rug. You can't just let this go on unnoticed. The American people are not asleep anymore, deep state. We are awake and we are watching you. And it looks to me like we had a little bit of on-ground organization going into this, knowing the way that we were going to take it if they did try to steal it. I love that thought, Jeff. If they were to do that with paper ballots and one day voting, Katie Hobbs would win by 30 points.
You know, this is a bold statement, and it has merit and precedent. In the U.S., there have been numerous instances in the past 20 years where elections have been redone. It's happened, mm-hmm. guys. We suggested this remedy in the 2020 election, which was uncertifiable in numerous states due to a rampant election fraud and abuse. And then you got Pence out there. I mean, do you know his wife, Adam Kinzinger's wife, was his personal assistant for 3 years, guys? I mean, this is obvious. I mean, these people are sick, Shady Grove.
Swamp protects the swamp, doesn't it? They always end up protecting their own in the swamp. I can't understand it. You know, it's just very, very funny that no matter what it is the optics are, they decide to protect the corrupt as opposed to admit the corruption that's being pointed out and just move on. It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, that brings us to an hour already, Shady Grove. But I think it was important to play those affidavits. Again, there's another 20 some odd minutes left. And those are the ones that just made it on the montage. Imagine how many tens of thousands of those they have. And hopefully they do. And if you have 20, there should be an issue. If you have one, there should be an issue. We need election integrity. And with that, Shady Grove, We're going to be right back. Hour number two coming up. Do not forget mg.show/donate or shop. Get a shirt. mg.show/shop.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
What?
I can hear you. I hear you.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Thank you.
to the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to In the Matrix.
Where we go one, we go all. Boom, 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 let's go. Nice, man. Remember that, Shady Groove? That was Jay Haslip. Jay Haslip, Q. That was when we were the Matrix Groove Hour. And then we realized we needed more than an hour.
We definitely needed more than an hour. And that is absolutely fantastic. I'm telling you, that is not easy to play the actual drum track to that sound or to that music. That is actually incredible. Very, very amazing.
There, and I put the link in there for you guys. Go tell them the MG Show sent you. Go support a patriot. That was when did that come out? That came out 3 years ago, Shady.
Yeah, like what, six, eight months after we started our broadcast or something.
Wow. Love it, Jay. Thank you so much.
Love it.
That's so awesome. All right. So where are we at, Shady? We got an announcement coming up. There's a lot of stuff happening right now. Let's just watch this.
You teased ahead to a big announcement here at Mar-a-Lago on November 15th. Right. Can you confirm with News Nation that you're running for president?
Well, that would be a nice confirmation. There'd be a lot of people that would be very upset about that. But I think you're going to be very happy. I think people are going to be very happy at what I do. I was going to do something last night, actually, that would have made the place really happy. And then I decided I didn't really at the last minute, I didn't want to take away from the big election that's taking place today. I didn't want to distract. It's so important. And so we're doing it a few days later. And I think people are going to be very happy, very impressed. We've done a good job.
And so with all those points you just made, are we right to assume that the November 15th announcement is what we think it will be?
Well, let me just say that I'm not allowed to say that from a purely legal standpoint. Let me just say that I think that a lot of people are going to be very happy.
A lot of people are going to be very happy. Who likes to be happy? Press 45, Shady Groove.
I do.
And so you got that. Let's see. We got, Devin Nunez talking about it as well.
What's going to happen? We will be there to cover it with bells on. I will be there with my family. Mm-hmm. And I think we know what he's going to say. What are your thoughts on tomorrow evening?
Look, I think all intentions are, it seems like it's being reported that he's going to make a major announcement. We all assume that he's going to announce that President Trump's going to seek re-election to the presidency again. I think what the president's going to have to do, what President Trump's going to have to do, is lay out a vision, a bold vision for the American people, one that is both positive and forward-looking, and I think we have to take the wins where we know we got the wins, and I think he has to lay out what exactly would he do differently compared to the Biden administration. He's going to, as you well pointed out, the same naysayers are there that are jumping, you know, that some, you know, are Republicans that now are claiming that, oh, that, you know, this is, we need to get somebody new. And I think you're exactly right. These are a lot of the same people that were not there back in 2016.
Precisely.
They did not challenge the 2020 election. They were very quick to throw President Trump under the bus. And so it's a great opportunity for the president to lay out a big strategic vision for the country, that we have to go out and we have to continue this movement of Americans to get involved in their government, to get involved and not lose sight of the fact that let's take these wins, let's move on, let's move forward, and let's fight and go and see what we can get done for the American people. Because Lord knows that the Biden administration, they feel emboldened now. The fact that I really believe before this election that they were going to be calling for Biden's head on a platter had they lost the Senate, the House and the Senate both. And you see now Biden is emboldened. You're not seeing those calls for him to be removed. And that's going to create a big problem because the Democrats know that Biden has severe limitations, as do all of our allies around the world and our adversaries. So there's going to be a great opportunity, I think, to set this country on the right course. And
so, Shady, you kind of heard that. Timing is everything. You know, with President Trump earlier, this one running for president, there's a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, there's going to be no 2024 election. There has not been one year that there's not been an election. Stop pushing that narrative. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
2020, there was also, there was no election. They said 2022, there's going to be no election. There's been elections. So now knock it off. Now, also, there's going to be no, we're going to lose 2024, but you got to remember, we could be getting the House, Shady. So we could actually be shining sunlight on the actual problems, folks. You guys are you guys understanding all this yet, Shady?
Yeah, and I think that maybe to go just a little bit more in depth on it, because what you're saying is completely, absolutely right over the target. And I think a lot of people are missing this. You know, the mainstream media have pretty much sidelined Donald Trump, right? They've put him over here in the corner and they're saying, okay, well, he can't talk, he can't be on Facebook, he can't be on Twitter, and we're going to just attack him and smear him and never really report what he's saying. So now that we're taking back control of the House, Donald Trump comes back in, he announces that he is going to be the president. That brings all of the focus back to us and what we are doing. And then he can lead from that position, as even in a campaign format, I think. You know, I think it is a really good thing for all of us.
It is. Now, Shady, I mean, you know, Yeti, you're driving me nuts. I thought you loved me.
What did you do?
What he's on the screen big, like, you know, and I'm trying to get to the next thing, so I look like I'm looking around all the time. And like when you talk, it's great when you go big, so I can look around to find the next thing that we jump to on the show.
Right. Yeah. Let me. I'm gonna take a note. I'm gonna put that in the notes, Jeff, for because he reads the notes every day. So if I put that in the notes, he'll get the memo.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Oh my gosh. You know, so you got the Arabella advisors, you got the, the mules, right? You know, we got, you know, the movie, you know, the mule movie with Dinesh D'Souza. You've got the geo tracking. We haven't heard about that. That's been kind of quiet. Maybe that's on quiet for person, you know, on purpose, I should say. But I want to read you, Shady. I got, if you're subscribed to True the Vote, I got an email today, Shady, that's amazing. Let me just grab it real quick because, you know, we need to stay the ground, guys. We need to stand our ground. So here it is. As many of you likely know, and this is from Catherine Engelbrecht, okay? As many of you likely know, I was released from prison last Monday afternoon after having spent a previous 7 days behind bars. I, along with longtime True the Vote contractor Greg Phillips, was both being held in contempt in court in a civil defamation case ending in unprecedented sentence of imprisonment without bond. Thankfully, an emergency ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered our release, which continues unto today. Oh, wait, excuse me. Okay, wait. So with no time to waste, we immediately jumped into Election Day operation, which continues to this day with key races still undecided. Many of you are, no doubt, disappointed in Tuesday's results. I want you to consider, however, that perhaps we did have a tsunami of sorts. After all, though it did not look like we expected it to, The wave of passion filled Americans voting, serving, and seeing firsthand process failures that increasingly define our elections is a wave of truth that's washing over millions of Americans willing to stand in defense of their freedoms. Regardless of what that establishment tries to spin, I believe the call of our generation is to claw back the deep institutional structures built up over decades that are responsible for the erosion of our freedom. It is not unexpected that we would face fierce headwinds and obstacles in that process. Think about that, what today might have looked like if we hadn't changed the body politic over the last 2 years. If we just assumed that the political establishment was doing what it was supposed to be doing, if we just assumed we had assumed that it had our best interests at heart, today we would be facing a much darker days, guys. Because that's not what happened, and America is better for it. Consider these factors regarding the political establishment. The Republican Party had been under a consent decree for 40 years in which it was not allowed to engage in ballot security activities. The party was released from that consent decree only in 2018. The RNC barely lifted a finger to help some of its candidates get over the finish line. The Democrat Party invests heavily in lawfare and attorneys who file election-related lawsuits all year round. The Democrat Party still holds raw political machine power in many cities. They have huge patronage armies, activist armies, and anarchist armies at their disposal that extend into the courts, the media, social media, and corporate America. Over the past 2 years, we were continuously disappointed in the cowardice of the state legislatures to exercise their power on a variety of election integrity matters. We could have all anticipated that the machines would break down, polling places would run out of ballots, last-minute lawsuits would be filed to change election processes. We could have anticipated that lawlessness would again be on full display. True, the vote was overwhelmed with voters contacting us for help or to report wrongdoing. We know what's happening. We now must work without ceasing to correct the problems before they occur again in November 2024. I don't tell you this to discourage you. I tell you this to inspire you to join us in the battles ahead. The political establishment is not on board with correcting what has become a perpetually broken election process. They prefer the status quo. While not everyone is part of that engine that drives the election fraud, they are on board with it because politicos know how to exploit the vulnerabilities and to get them to their desired destinations. It is going to take a continued Atlassian efforts on our part to keep elections free and fair. Look at where we are right now. Look at where we are right now, especially compared to where we were 2, 4, and 6 years ago. The efforts of all of us have been nothing short of spectacular. People who value freedom tend not to organize. This does not come naturally to us. We tend to mind our own business. We don't try to force others to do what we think they should do. That's our nature. But we realize that our liberty was slipping away, taken by people who are happy to organize, happy to drown out other viewpoints, happy to bully others into doing what they want. So we organized. We got to know one another. We united into a movement. Getting organized is no small thing. That hard work is largely behind us. We know we have to find each other now and have scaled that steep learning curve of getting our message out. Going forward, we will only grow our bond and increase our numbers, and our messages will reach farther over the next 2 years. We can now focus on using our power to take back our elections and take back our country. Let's take our wins from this week and build on them. More importantly, let's learn our lessons and steel our resolve to stay engaged. When people tell you who they are, we should believe them. Nobody ever said a tsunami was the end game. It was always the beginning. We have a long way to go, but we are moving forward, ever onward. Catherine Engelbrecht, Shady Groove.
Wow. I think that is very enlightening. encouraging and inspirational words from Catherine there, and I'm hoping that it translated to the audience out here. I'm hoping that you're starting to recognize and see that your part, your position, what it is for you to do to help America has little to do with showing up on voting day and voting. However, that is a major part of your job as an American. That is not the center part of your job as an American. Your job as an American is to speak the truth, no matter what other people say. That's what our job is. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what freedom of speech is supposed to be. Freedom of speech isn't necessarily there to protect your right to lie. It is there to protect your right to tell the truth. And the telling the truth to the establishment, in other words, you're standing there at the king's court and you're looking at the king and you tell the king the truth, you know what happens? You lose your head. Okay? America was designed so that you could tell the truth and not lose your head. And we have now found ourselves in a situation where, and I understand what some of the people are saying, like, oh, you can't go on to 2024 until 2020 is fixed. Guys, you have to recognize, we can't go on to 2024 until 2000 is fixed. We can't go on to 2024 until 1996 is fixed. How long back do we go? You guys think they weren't cheating before? Do you think that Nancy Pelosi has won 300 elections in California? Calm down. Recognize what is actually happening here. Our elections has been a mess for a long time. It was an absolute miracle that Donald Trump pulled that off in 2016. And the only reason that we're here now is because he did. Let's not forget that moving forward, I think, is a little addition there to Catherine's message.
Shady, maybe we should go back to 1840.
Okay.
We should fix that first, because that's when President Lincoln, right? You guys, you know, there is a resolution regarding election frauds, 28 November 1840. Mail-in ballot began in the Civil War battlefields, guys, 1864. That's what it was. So, you know, maybe we should fix 1864 or bust.
Yeah! Yeah! I get a bumper sticker already.
I love it. Shady Groove, let's look at, we saw Donald Trump's perspective. He was asked about the announcement. He said, you'll be very happy. Then we had Devin Nunes saying he's going to announce that he's going to run for president and lay out very clearly, you know, what the vision should be. You know, we've got a lot of people that acted like Trump people. The Never Trumpers went away. Now they're showing themselves. So now here's Kash Patel's perspective. Wait, I'm sorry. It was just a rumble link. Hang on. Let me go to it. Oh, my gosh. We'll do it live, Yeti. Here we go.
Yeah, Yeti.
Over me. Live from West Palm Beach, everybody. Real Cash nice
Patel,
voice.
How about that? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's great to be here with y'all.
Good morning, guys. Terrence.
Not every day you have a star.
Absolutely.
That was a really good live.
It was a good live. You know, there's a reason why we call him Cash Money with a K. Cash Patel, in all seriousness, a top advisor to Donald Trump. He was a key member of the administration, particularly in the final days. Got to know him before that when he worked for Devin Nunes. If you don't know him, guys, I know a lot of our audience does. Media accountable, is holding Democrats accountable, folks in the deep state. And now here he is on the outside. He's a contributor to Real America's Voice. We're proud to have him. Cash, big night tonight. Everyone will jump in with questions. We'll have some of the Patriots do it as well. But John Solomon joined us in a couple minutes as well. He may have some questions for you. But Cash, set the scene for tonight. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump? What should we expect from this big announcement?
You know, it's great to be here with Real America's Voice, and I'm delighted to be a contributor. I spoke to the 45th president just late last night. And I think what we're going to hear is the simple message that he relayed when he came down the escalator in 2015, which is an America First agenda, which is an agenda that puts national security and American citizen interests first before anything else, which secures our border, which takes on the drug trade. But you're also going to hear about the elections. Of course, how can you not after the midterms just happened a week ago? And I think you're going to learn from Donald Trump that it takes more than just hard-footed campaigning to bring America First candidates across the threshold. And we're learning the hard way when state legislatures who are opposed to the America First agenda control the powers and levers of how elections are run, we're learning the impacts of mail-in balloting. We're learning the impacts of early voting. You know, if you look at a state like Florida that has three times the population of Arizona and Nevada, how is it that they can count all their votes soundly and with integrity the same night, and those states take a week plus? We just lose faith in our elections. So I think Donald Trump's going to touch on all those things, plus restoring election integrity.
Yeah, well, I know one way to restore that faith. I see in our live chat on Getter, Susie is saying, cash for head of the DOJ. I think they want to see Attorney General Patel. You guys like that idea? I think that would be good, right?
Interesting. So we're getting, you know, basically what we kind of expect, Shady Groove, right? We kind of expect him to run for president, not Speaker of the House, not the military is the only way. I mean, you know, I'm not sure, Shady. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that the military is the only way type scenario is being misunderstood. Largely by a lot of people to recognize the significance of what that statement actually says and what it means. You really have to peel that onion down a lot of layers to understand that we as America don't really want the military participating in our elections. I'm sorry. You know, and I'll come straight out.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll come straight out and say it. Like, that is not what you want. If you're advocating for the military to come in and take over your elections, you are advocating for something that is more akin to what the king would say to do than it would be what law says to do. I'm of the mind that Americans are being motivated to fix this ground level up. We don't have participation in our system. We don't have the amount of ground game, the amount of organization that the left has, nowhere even close. We have to build that a little bit, but we have to build it in a different way. I don't want to go building it with super PACs and crazy amounts of ridiculous money coming from foreign governments, everybody. I'd want to rebuild it in a way where there's no money in it. We get the money out of it, and you're going to get a lot of more honest people into it. And that is a big deal. And once this spigot that we've been talking about, how long have we been yelling it now, Jeff? For a year and a half, about Arabella Advisors and the spigot that comes into your election straight out of the foreign billionaires' pockets, okay? That spigot being turned off will be a very huge linchpin in fixing this stuff going forward. But we have got to do it. It's our work. It is the work of the American people. It was the abdication of duty that got us here, not corrupt politicians. Abdication of duty by the American people. That's how we got here. The only way we get out of here is to take responsibility for that duty and to start actually doing it together in unison in a truthful and honest, transparent manner.
Right. And, you know, we've got things happening, too. Like, check this out, Shady. Remember, what did Carrie Lake say that the first thing she was going to do? She was going to call a border emergency, right, with the fentanyl and the human trafficking and all that. Look what just happened. Came out today. This is Greg Abbott. I invoke the invasion clause of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. I am using that constitutional authority and order, authorization, and executive orders to keep our state and country safe. Deploy National Guard to safeguard our border and to repel and turn back immigrants trying to cross the border illegally. Deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return the border immigrants who crossed illegally, and deploy DPS to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal activity. Build a border wall in multiple counties on the border. Deploy gunboats to secure the border. Designate Mexican drug cartels as a foreign terrorist organization. Enter into a compact with other states to secure the border. Enter into agreements and foreign powers to enhance border security and provide resources for border counties to increase their efforts to respond to the border invasion. Shady, they did not want Carrie Lake to win.
No, they did not want Carrie Lake to win, and it looks like that looks like they're taking her template right there. That's a lot of what was her platform, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that could be military is the only way, and National Guard, right? So, you know, we just gotta, you know, when people say military is the only way, you know, you're right, Shady. I mean, do we want to have continuity of a crappy bloodline run government? No, we want a government for the people, of the people, by the people. It's a new government. Mm-hmm. Not one that we're saving.
So you don't want to rebuild the FBI. You would imagine yourself just getting rid of it and letting investigations take place locally.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Patriot Donnie, thank you very much. His comment went away, but it was awesome. About Trump announcement tonight. Get ready. Enjoy the show. Karen 1214, put an end to the endless, find your mountaintop and be heard. Thank you so much. And we got Pastor Shadley. Yep. Shitty Groove. This is the fault of we, the people, shirking our civic and civil duties. Fight, fight, fight. God wins. That's a dollar rumble rant. And thank you very much for that, Pastor Shadley and everybody. And Scott, live free or die. Thank you so much for your $17 rumble rant. We will win, folks.
And I'd just like to
Alchemist Zach, one more $5 rumble rant. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Shady, yeah. I think I'm caught up.
Yeah, good. I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to catch this comment right here because I want to address it. If Shady is right, we won't see anything fixed in our lifetime. That's not true. Okay. That is not true. That's not what we're talking about here. We are not talking about some prolonged 20-year drug out type thing, everybody. We are talking about right now hitting them right in the face. Donald Trump is going to announce his run for presidency. The House is going to take control. They're going to start initiating investigations, and every single step of the way, Donald Trump is going to be there to amplify the message. If he gets back on Twitter, then all of you know, just understand that this has to happen by the people. The people need to be united. We have 75% of the people prior to the election saying they're unhappy with the way America is going, and then they all went out and voted for Democrats. People can see this very, very clearly right now. This is a completely different circumstance than we were stuck in 2020 whenever Donald Trump was successful in his presidency. He ran a successful presidency. He had a successful economy. We were the lowest gas prices we can remember in modern history, not to mention inflation didn't move an inch. They couldn't raise rates because inflation wasn't moving. So he had them pinned down. Then he stepped away. Now he's coming back. Let's get involved harder, faster, quicker, more efficient than we were in 2022. We build on what we just built. We don't tear down what we just built to build something else.
And if you go back and listen to this video, we'll get Donald Trump elected. It says a new government of the people by the people. Somebody said the military is ours. Well, yeah, but you're a democracy right now. You're not a republic. You know, people, you guys really need to start making heads or tails of things and think logically. It's insane. You know, the narratives that people are falling for. We just got to report the news when it happens. And, you know, then that news unlocks the map, and that's what we do. So far the military is the only way, has not been unlocked or confirmed. And, you know, there's a lot of different theories on it, and that's okay. Theories are okay. Shady Groove.
And a lot of the theories came from people that were attempting to get attention, not attempting to tell the truth. Okay, and this show, the MG show, could have ran with those narratives for you guys. We were sitting here every day watching it happen. We could have brought those narratives to this show. We could have contaminated our environment with that nonsense. But why didn't we? Think about that, everyone. There's a very specific reason, because we can't prove it.
Yeah, yeah. Bottom line. We could do clickbait all day long if you guys want.
Yeah.
But we're not going to. Yeah, it would be easy. Oh, my gosh. All right. So just stay the course, guys, and just, you know, look at everything as it comes in. I mean, that's really the bottom line, Shady. So this is what we're up against, Shady Groove. This is it going to be this guy or that guy? That guy is scared that this guy will run for president again and that we get control of the House. And the Senate is still up in the air. And we need to make sure we, the people, stand up. Did you go out and be a poll watcher, you guys that are trolling us and all that stuff? Were you a poll watcher? No. I bet you weren't. Did you go be an election judge? Even people that are, we've told people local action, national impact, and many people did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to change.
It has to change. And, you know, and think about what we were talking about just a second ago with Donald Trump. Like, I think we're getting ready to go through his Truth Social last night. But for all of the narrative people out there that are screaming at us, the Q is nothing. Q isn't real. Q has nothing to do with anything. It isn't connected. It's telling me the exact same story that the fake news tells me every day. I think Mr. Trump on his Truth Social last night had a little bit different of a message.
Wow, Shady Groove. Look at this. We're talking about that crypto guy, the FTX guy. Apparently, a 29-year-old crypto pioneer was found dead after warning days earlier that pedo elite would kill him. Mm-hmm. A 29-year-old crypto pioneer, Nikolai Mushigian, was found dead Friday just after a warning that the CIA Mossad pedo elite were going to kill him. He posted the warning on Twitter on October 28th. CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. They are going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death. That's interesting. And the authorities found his body after he died in Puerto Rico, Shady Groove.
Life has consequences, and whenever you make deals, they come back to haunt you.
Yeah. Whew. Wow. So this has triggered them. Sent someone to disable my electric locks. First, they tried to be subtle and drill a little hole. And when that didn't work, they just ripped out the whole conduit. Not CIA, just the cheapest goons money can buy. Show some respect, please. Look at that. Drilled a hole and then just broke it. That's his electric. Wow, Shady. Anyways, you know, this is not a game, folks. Wow.
No, it's not a game. And that gentleman right there that we're talking about is not anywhere close to the first one. This whole thing, I mean, this FTX thing is blowing up huge. And it looks like the guy wasn't just he wasn't just making crazy money. He was literally breaking into people's accounts and stealing their money. I think they're saying over $10 billion now that he gave his girlfriend, who said she was bad at math, to trade in the markets and to do hedge funding. So do that math.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to load it up. There's a lot of posts last night from Donald J. Trump.
I know. He retweeted a lot of
things. Tony times two, Tony X two. Oh my gosh, all these folks. Let's see, just say when. Yep, there it is. Let me just go ahead and get where we need to get to. Patriots in control. That, oh my gosh. Andrea, wow. Got Andrea. Yeah. So a lot of our friends actually got retruthed yesterday from the president of the United States of America, in my opinion. Here we go, Shady. Let's check it out. Let me keep going because look at this, Shady. Look, I'm still going. So we're going to go ahead and look at some of these things here. So hopefully tomorrow will turn out to be one of the most important days in the history of our country. And then he changed that one this morning at 12:09 to today. Okay. So hopefully today will turn out to be one of the most important days in the history of our country. And then the election failures are massive. And wait, there's more. Don't do anything stupid. Patriots protest, protest, protest. This is the video montage, Shady Groove, that we played. Okay. Terrible. Donald Trump says, don't play that, Jeff. Well, the president wanted me to play it. So. All right, guys. All right. So, let me keep going. This is interesting, too. This is for God and country. The fact that Arizona has the balls to do this again while everyone is watching is only because it went unpunished the first time around. Okay? Donald J. Trump retruthed that. Donald J. Trump retruthed this one right here as well. We the people have decided already no other presidential candidate for 2024 but Trump. There's a little hint. Here's another one. President Trump's major announcement tomorrow, 2024 White House run, disclosure of the storm, Speaker of the House, stay tuned. to keep them going. Right? This is another one right here. Tomorrow, President Trump's major announcement, and that's by Joshua Hooser right there. Okay? Then we've got this right here. Oh, look. He's interested in what we were talking about yesterday. This dude, Sam Bankman, donates to the Democrat Party candidates, Biden back, gives money to the military, all the way back again, guys. The U.S. tax dollars at work. Are you happy about that? Drain it. And that was posted by God and Country. Then we've got the Great MAGA King 2024, The Return. and this is by Lara 45.
Return.
Isn't that awesome? Then we've got awesome. This one, Trump, Strength of America. Look at that, Shady. I love it. Look at the eagle. Oh, this is good. Best president ever, we want Trump back 2024. I think I want that too. Thank you, Lara. Here's another one from Lara. 2024 Super Trump on the mission to save America. Here's another one. The leader this country needs again, Shady. Boom. So Lara got some attention. There's another one. Look at that picture. The man, the legend, the next president of the United States again. I love it. Then we've got this one, Joshua again. Joshua Hoosier. Tomorrow, President Trump's major announcement. What will it be? A 2024 run, disclosure of the storm, or Speaker of the House? Stay tuned, Shady. Oh, how do you launder tons of money, Shady?
Ukraine it.
Yeah. Quick. Whoa. Perfect phone call. This is another one from Joshua Hoosier. On 1-6-2021, millions of Americans stood faithfully by President Trump in protest of the stolen election. Look at that, Shady. Look at that.
Yes, we did. Right there. I could see Shady right there by the monument.
There he is. Right here. See?
Yeah.
All right. And then this is it. This is another one by Joshua Hoosier. We are not going to let this continue. Soon, we will have greatness again. President Donald J. Trump. We are a nation in decline. Wow. Here's another one right here from Osana Trump. She's awesome. She follows us too, Shady, I think. Yep. This is the side of Trump that the media does not want you to see. Look at his grandkids. Look at that. Amazing. The greatest president right here. There he is. And that's another one from Osana Trump. And then here's another one. When you are wronged repeatedly, the worst thing you can do is continue taking it. Fight back, Donald J. Trump. Look at that. When you attack Trump, you attack we the people. And that is from Osana Trump again. Osana Trump again. Cancel mail-in voting. Read truth if you agree, folks. Interesting. Shady, here's another one. I will fight. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. Donald Trump, Shady Groove.
I believe
another one. The silent majority is back. We are going to take the country back, says Donald J. Trump. Another Osana Trump. Trump 2024, make liberals cry again. He likes these. Here's Andrea now. She's at God_bless_Trump. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Look at that, Shady. Uh-oh. Shady, what's this one say?
It says, put an end to the endless.
Really? Shady, isn't that this one right here? Let me get it because I think I was, let me just go here. Let's see, endless. Let's see. Endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance. Who will put an end to the endless? Taking control. Q. Wow, Shady. Boom.
And then the last one had it in it too.
This one here?
No, the last Q post. The one after the one you just read.
It was 1913. Yep, there it is. Sorry. Yeah. Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? Why are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation, taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless. 1913. Q. Hmm. Did you go to Q Post 1913? Asking for a friend. All right. So Patriots in control. I stand with Trump. That's Patriots in control again. Trump didn't run against Biden. He ran against Biden, the Clintons, the Obamas, CNN, MSN, NBC, ABC, NPR, the elites, etc. Arabelle Advisors, George Soros, Hans-Jörg Wyss.
Pierre Armidon.
If you don't know who they are, you should. This man ran against every mainstream elite and every mainstream media, and he never backed down. This is why I support Donald Trump. Boom. It's time.
I like that one.
Oh, look at Shady, Patriots in control. Oh, there's another Q plus. Oh boy.
Oh, no.
As long as we are true to our values, loyal to our citizens, and faithful to our God, then we will not fail. Amen. Love
that's
that one.
The message.
I stand with Trump 100%. And this is, yep, that's Patriots in Control. And then Trump says this, I had great success over the years, starting in 2016, being in Beating Club for Growth, a conservative group of very nice people who, for whatever reason, fought me all the way. They wanted to get together with me. We're losing a lot. Made peace, and we had unblemished list of endorsement victories. But sadly, broke over J.D. Vance, who they didn't like, and I did. They spent a fortune against him, but I endorsed J.D. He did great and won big. Guess they now like rhinos.
Hmm.
Wow. Just took the election away from Kerry Lake. It's really bad out there. Here's another one, Shady. Just Say When, right here. That's a, you'll love how this movie ends, Shady. That's a cue post.
You guys liking this?
Here's another one. I Spy, Shady. What do you see right there?
I Spy a little Belpin.
Hold on. I'm coming. Yeah. The first president they can't control and they don't like it. That is so true, Tony. That's Tony X2. T-W-O. Tony X-T-W-O. They want their president back. America called, Shady.
They want their president back?
They do. They do. Imagine living in a world where every tweet and meme must be a fact checked by, but not ballots. Wow, Shady. Look at that.
That's an epic one, dude. That is epic.
You know, and, you know, boy, should bank machines be bad, too? If we can do banking, we can do voting, Shady.
You would, Tony, think. I'm not sure we do banking good, though.
Well, I mean, we do. You know, we have cash machines and all that, and it works, Shady, correct?
Well, it does work. But they steal it out from underneath us as well.
Well, I'm talking about just the actual process. Not the, yeah. Yes, cash machines work. Your banking systems work. Just imagine if that worked just like voting, Shady. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Except if you're queued up. Is it just me, or does it seem like the entire world fell apart when Trump left office?
Not you.
Here we go. And then Trump retweeted Andrea again, retruthed. Shouldn't election officials be impartial? The guys running the election have made it their mission to defeat America First Republicans. Unbelievable. And it's a reply to this was a tweet from Posobiec. This is one of those headlines, you have to read it a few times. So basically, the Maricopa County election officials launched a pack against Donald J. Trump and America First, guys. This is Andrea here again. We put together, I think, the most extensive and exclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We played that.
Kerry Lake won. And that's Fruit Snacks right there. Here we got another one from Andrea again. Dems and rhinos cheat at elections. It's up to us to call them out. We can't let them get away with it anymore. Here's another one, Shady. The lion is awake. A great roar arises. The roar of we, the people of America. We stand united. God bless Trump. Right there again, Andrea. Thank you. Joe, you're fired. No more wars. America is respected again. Now we're going to finish the wall. We sent the traitors to jail. I can't wait for President Trump to be back in the White House where he belongs. Wow. Here's another one. I stand with Trump. Osana Trump. Here's another one right here. Story. Sorry, libs. Melania is a badass. Yes, she is. Facts. Here it is. Beautiful family. Look at that family, Shady Groove. I mean, just imagine you got Joe Biden, you know, Jill or whatever, Hunter Biden. I mean, my God, guys. Look how tall Barron is, too. Wow. What a tall young man. Look at him. Yeah, he brought him. Goat, greatest of all time, Shady Groove. That's the goat. Thank you, he says to Osana Trump. And then we've got another one. This is just lions. God gives the hardest battle to his strongest soldiers. Amen to that.
That is an epic statement.
Yeah. Anyone can make war. Only most courageous can make peace. Wow. Here we go. This is God and Country with two Ys. Now, with 106% of the vote counted, the Democrat has taken the lead. Votes found in back rooms. Hey, I've seen this one.
McFly. Hello.
Breaking exclusive, tens of billions of U.S. dollars were transferred to Ukraine, then using FTX cryptocurrency, then funds, and the funds were laundered back to the Democrats in the U.S. This leader, the leader this country needs again, Shady Grove, right here. And that's that again. This is another one. Rasmussen, how concerned are you about the possibility of cheating in this year's midterm election? Look at that. Dems plus 25% plus 24, 49% are concerned. Independents, 52, GOP, 82. All voters, 62%, Shady.
That does not sound like election integrity.
No. My president, my hero. Here we go, Shady. Look at this one. They want you divided. They want race wars. They want class wars. They want religious wars. They want political wars. For God and country, learn, stay strong, stay together. Q.
Directly from a Q post.
Directly. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again, greater than ever before. Trump 2024. That's Lara 45. Look at this. November 15th, the day of new hope. God's gift to America. Right there. That's a great meme. We respect him as our president. We love him like family. We trust him like our best friend. That's a nice one. The more the media is lying about him, the stronger they are making his voice. It only backfires. That's a true statement, too. Wow. That's a Lara as well. This one right here, they don't call it a comeback. The lion has never left.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, I like it. That's a little look. Let me just scrub through real quick. You know, there's Trump always moves ahead.
Oh, wait. America great again.
That was all chopped up. But yes, we will. Ask yourself an honest question. Why? This is a Q post, guys. Why would a billionaire who has it all, fame, fortune, a warm and loving family, friends, etc., want to endanger himself and his family by becoming POTUS? Why would he want to target himself and those he cares about? Does he need money? Does he need fame? What does he get out of this? Does he want to make the U.S. world a better place for his family and for those good and decent people who have long been taken advantage of? Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of mass murders occurring to satisfy Moloch. Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of children being kidnapped, drugged, and raped while leaders, law enforcement of the world turn a blind eye. Wow. Perhaps he was tired of seeing how certain races, countries were being constantly abused and kept in need, poor and suffering for a specific purpose. Perhaps he could not, in good conscience, see the world burn. We love you, President Trump. God bless you. Shady, that is amazing. And that is right there. Donald J. Trump retruth. You see that, Shady? Wow.
Yep. That is 100% from a Q drop.
And here's another one.
The 200,000 people that have died on his watch, how many of those have survived?
If 200,000 people have died, I'm assuming none of those have survived. You fucking idiot.
Wow. And Shady Groove, I mean, yeah, that's... He does have a point. Let's keep going real quick. I'm just going to just scour through. Yep, that looks like about all of it. And never forget, Ron DeSantis made an ad with his baby in a MAGA onesie and called himself a pit bull for Trump defender. And that's thanks, Ron. And that's from Patriot Takes. Isn't that interesting, Shady?
Yeah, and that was the ad that Ron DeSantis did where he was applying for the support of Donald Trump.
And here it is, Shady. Hopefully today will turn out to be one of the most important days in the history of our country, Shady Groove. And that brings us, you know, near close here, Shady. Wow.
Man, I'm hoping that that little run through of Donald Trump's Truth Social last night, maybe you guys saw that, maybe that you didn't, but I think it's very, very important. I think that every one of those memes that were shown right there that Donald Trump showed to you is important for you. It's important for us. It's important for the message, the conversation to go forward. We can't be stuck. We can't be stuck in the past, everybody. I understand that we want to fix the things in the past. I understand that there are discrepancies. I understand that there's cheating. I understand that they stole it, okay? I get that. But everybody needs to get it. We need the majority of the American people on the same page with us. Once we have that, which is very, very close right now, considering the House of Representatives vote, once we have that going forward, you will have control again, and we will be on offense this time. This is not, we're not going to go back to 2.5 years ago and us being in a defensive position, constantly defending ourselves and saying, oh, well, no, but it's this. No, no, that is not the way Donald Trump is going to orient this going forward. This is going to be forward-leaning, and it's going to be punching them in the mouth, which is what we've wanted to be doing the whole time, but we took the humble path. We took the path of least destruction, literally. I know you guys don't want to hear it, but we did take the path of least destruction. We wanted to save as much of the country as humanly possible. Only way to do that was to sound the alarm, and I think that that's currently what is happening in our political, geopolitical atmosphere today.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got, you know, Meghan McCain. Look at this. Meghan McCain, the McCain crime family, Shady. Just want to look at this. Loser. Look at that. Wow.
We'll see.
There's John McCain, Andrew Weissman, and Hillary Clinton. There's John McCain with ISIS. Guys. It's crazy. And McCain passed the fake dirty dossier to Congress, Shady.
Can we pass the title of no name on to Meghan?
Yeah. No name at.
No name.
No name at. So Arizona was just like, I bet it was just like Florida. I even think there's vote fraud in Florida. I think Carrie Lake and everybody all read all the way down. Remember, Maricopa County was a Q post as well about the governorship. You guys realize that, Shady? Do you remember that?
I do, and also I can do simple math, and I see that the Republicans brought out over almost 6.5 million more people than the Democrats did in this midterm election. We actually trounced them in turnout, which is a good sign that a lot of people in America are getting the message and are paying attention. And this is going to be fun. I'm telling you. I know some people are disappointed right now, but the fight for freedom and the fight for truth is always a good one and the right one to be in.
Amen. And we got a lot more, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. See you.
Always.
www.mg.show. Boom.